The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
A man who's probably in Mayo at the moment is joining us now. Pádraig Corcoran, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Pat, from the beautiful west of Ireland. The weather is absolutely fantastic here. And what I'm telling our people is to stay in your garden, get out there, get healthy and get gardening over the weekend. So the weather is absolutely perfect at the moment.
Yeah. Are you seeing any Dublin cars or Northern Ireland registered cars coming in?
We're very well policed here, Pat. Every morning that I come to work, the Gardaí are there doing their duty and asking the appropriate questions. So the roads are very quiet here in the west of Ireland at the moment. So people are behaving and they're gardening, Pat. They're busy.
A very diplomatic answer. Now, it's a lovely day in Dublin too. So tell me, what should we be doing in the garden? Because things are really growing at the moment.
They are indeed, and the temperatures have warmed up beautifully, Pat, and Met Aaron are talking about temperatures around 17 degrees. So we're going to see very, very rapid growth. Listeners will already, I presume, have cut their grass, and the grass is growing very strongly. But this is the time of year for pruning plants back, because pruning plants, Pat, encourages new growth. We stimulate them, we wake them up after the winter, and it encourages lots of new growth. And one of the most popular questions I get asked always is the pruning of hydrangeas. And this is the time of year. The heavy frost has gone now. It's time to prune your hydrangeas and also plants like hypericums. If you haven't pruned your roses, get out there and prune them this week. Buddleia, spireas, all the summer flowering shrubs, Pat, are pruned at this time of year. And when we prune, we also feed. So the feeding of plants is very important, because as we prune, we're encouraging new growth and the temperatures are going to drive on some new growth now. So the feeding of roses with rose fertilizer and the feeding of flowering shrubs with high potash fertilizer, like a rose feed or a good shrub feed like Osmo, will help to green up the color and encourage kind of strong vigor and strong color later on in the season. So April is all about trimming your plants back, feeding them, encouraging that new growth now to start.
Now, a question from Eileen in Wexford. Can you ask Pádraig if my Star of Bethlehem should be blooming by now? They're in pots. Also, I sowed some chili pepper and bell pepper seeds in my home 12 days ago. No sign of shoots yet.
Okay, well, be a little patient. When you're sowing seeds indoors, my advice is to pick a really warm, sunny window, south-facing window, ideally if there's a radiator, because the heat at nighttime is fantastic for germinating seeds, and cover them with cling film, because that helps to accelerate the germination. You create that microclimate for the seeds. Peppers will generally take about 20 days to germinate, so they should be germinating possibly over the weekend or next week. And in relation to the Star of Bethlehem, that's the beautiful campanula. It comes in outdoor varieties, which won't flower until later on in May, and indoor varieties, which again would come into flower kind of later on in the summer. So it's early for Star of Bethlehem to be blooming just yet.
What climber can I grow on a south-facing wall, ideally one that is self-clinging? I would like one that will have an instant impact this summer or autumn. Also, can I plant a crabapple tree now?
Okay, well, if you want something that's going to self-cling, hydrangeas, there's a climbing hydrangea called Petiolaris, which is a very nice plant. It climbs on the wall a little bit like ivy, so it's got little suction pads and it adheres to the wall and you get those beautiful flowers. And once it gets established, Hydrangea Petiolaris is very vigorous. It'll actually cover a wall quite quickly. So that's quite a good one. Many of the ivy varieties, the variegated ivies, are good as well because they're self-clinging as well. And when you've got a self-clinging climber, Pat, you can then introduce some flowering climbers as well, like clematis are absolutely beautiful, or scented honeysuckles can be added maybe a year or two after. Once you get the hydrangea or the ivies established, you can put something else flowering up through them.
Yeah. And the crabapple tree?
What was the question? Yes, you
can. Plant a crabapple tree now?
You can, of course, Pat, and it's great planting weather at the moment. Actually, Met Aaron, the farmers are looking for rain, believe it or not, at the moment. So the soil conditions are absolutely perfect for the planting of all plants, be it seed, bulbs, or plants themselves, like crabapples. Get them into the soil over the next couple of days.
Another one. Can you help me with what I could use on a very large flat rock in my garden? I want plants that might creep down over it. What is suitable that won't need to be deep rooted? Also need carpet plant ideas for coverage of a slope in the garden. I'd love purple and white or yellow.
Okay, and that's quite easy to get in the garden, Pat. So if you want something that's very, very tolerant of dry conditions, go for the sedums. SEDUMS. They're often used actually on the roofs of houses to create that kind of green roof space on houses. But sedums are fantastic. They'll cover over that rock or anything in the alpine family, Pat. So things like aubrietia, which is coming into flower at the moment. Campanulas do really well as well. Arabis is a beautiful white flowering alpine plant, which again covers the ground. Or Saxifraga is a lovely red, really crimson red flowering alpine plant. They're all perennial, so once you plant them, they'll come year after year. And my advice is to put them in groups of threes or fives, so you create that carpet effect in the garden.
A final one, and I think we'll have to get you back next week. We won't leave it as long again because so many questions coming in. My beautiful holly bush is losing its lower leaves and all up one side is bare. What is wrong?
Okay, well, there's something damaging that holly. Holly won't tolerate very wet conditions, or if it's got damage or physically damaged in any way, it's showing the symptoms of some sort of physical damage or root damage to the plant. Maybe if the listener takes a picture of a pat and WhatsApp it maybe into the program or email it into the program, and I can take a look at it next week for them.
Okay. A final thing, people are, you know, saying, my garden center's closed. Where can I get, you know, seeds or feed or anything?
Yeah. So garden centers are closed to the public, but many of them are online. So if you go onto Horkins.ie, which is my own website, or go into the Arboretum Garden Center, their website is very active at the moment. What I would say is that garden centers who are online are very, very busy. So be a little bit patient. Orders are taking about 5 to 6 days to process and get to the customer. But many garden centers have online shops
right.
as well.
Well, we'll invite you back next week, Porrick, and also our listeners, they can get questions into us in the meantime, patkennedy@newstalk.com, because it'd be good to have loads of questions for you so they can all be answered in a timely fashion. Porrick Horkin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.